Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Welcome back to the Prayer Now podcast. This is Pastor Gary Ritchie from New Hope Christian Community, and today we're going to talk about forgiveness. I'll have to admit to you that this is a difficult topic for me, some of which goes back to how I was raised. My father used to say, if someone hits you, hit them back twice as hard. Now, that might be a good way to deal with bullies sometimes, but it's not what my heavenly father says when someone injures me. In fact, in the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Today we're going to pray to be people who easily forgive others. Would you pray with us?
Lord, I thank you so much, God, for today's topic, Father, because it is one that is definitely near and dear to my heart. It's something that I struggle with daily as well, God, and that's, you know, forgiving others. Oftentimes, Father, we look at ourselves much higher than we should be. And it's so hard sometimes for us to show grace and mercy to those that hurt us or those that hurt the ones that we love. Forgetting the fact, God, that we ask you for forgiveness when we hurt other people as well. So God, I just pray right now for whoever's under the sound of my voice that may be dealing with some brokenness, some broken relationships, whether it's family, whether it's a significant other, whether it's dealing with brokenness with their parents, dealing with brokenness with their husband or wife, or dealing with brokenness with their kids, or dealing with brokenness even in a house of the Lord. Father, I just ask right now that you come in the midst of all of that, Father, and God, that you wrap these individuals that are able to hear this prayer, God, that you will wrap your arms around them, show them that they are loved and that they are cared for, God. As we deal with brokenness, God, will you allow us the opportunity to also see our sin in the midst of it, God, and understand that we are not perfect. And because we are not perfect, we should be first to forgive and not judge and cast down. God, will you soften hearts? Will you soften ears, Father? Will you remove our egos? God, will you let us get out of the way so that you can step in? Holy Spirit, I pray for whoever is listening to this prayer right now, God, that you will comfort them, God, as they grieve, that you will comfort them as they're heavy-hearted, Father, that you will comfort them as they're dealing with whatever difficulty it is that they're dealing with that life throws at us, God. But Father, that your hand of forgiveness will rule, and that you will allow them to then be able to forgive, that you will allow them to be able to repent, that you'll be able to allow them to ask for forgiveness as well. God, and even with me, if it's somebody that I'm holding a grudge, God, help me forgive as well. Because again, Father, how can I ask you for forgiveness if I'm not willing to forgive myself? Lord, I pray for our nation. I ask that you soften the hearts, God, and that forgiveness will rule everywhere. Lord, as that's one of the first steps of us turning and coming to you, Father. You said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, God, and you say you will forgive their sins and you'll heal the land. So, Father, I ask that you allow us to forgive, that you will step into that brokenness, that you will step into that mess, God, and that you will claim victory. It's in Jesus' name.
Father, we recognize that unforgiveness is a tool of the evil one that he uses to lock us down, to keep us forced in a track, to keep us from experiencing your love and forgiveness, that we are preoccupied with the vengeance of for others, for wanting bad for them, even checking up on their social media and wishing that bad things had happened to them, or imagining them receiving what we would call justice in our heads, but is only just vengeance. And Father, I pray that you would break the power of unforgiveness in our hearts by the power and blood of Jesus Christ, that it would be broken. Lord, that you instead would bring a compassion and an understanding. As our Savior hung on the cross, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Lord, is that not the case all the time? That we don't really understand that each person that we hold a grudge against is someone who lives in a broken and fallen world, someone who swims against the wreckage, someone who has been deceived themselves, someone who has felt so much pain themselves and is only responding to that? And Father, while we don't know the stories all the time, let us find compassion in the words of our Savior. Let us also forgive others, because they don't know what they do. We don't know what we do, and we desire to be forgiven. Lord, I pray for those strongholds of unforgiveness in the life of whoever's listening. A deep pain, a brokenness. This does not mean that they have to re-engage the relationship or put themselves in somewhere that is dangerous for them. But Lord, that forgiveness is a gift that we give ourselves. Father, thank you that you lead us into forgiveness. You model forgiveness, that we should be a people of forgiveness. I pray against those strongholds, Lord. Those strongholds that say, I must hang on to this to punish someone else, as if we were God. Lord, vengeance is not ours. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. We trust him to do justice. And Father, let us be people of forgiveness. Lord, I pray for myself in this, that I would lay down those things that I have stubbornly held on to, some pretend right or pretend righteousness that I want to use against others. Lord, I pray in the power and blood of Jesus, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that I would join you in being a forgiving person, that everyone who's listening would join you in extending forgiveness. Even, Lord, I know, right now we are saying, there are many listening saying, but you don't understand. I do not, but the Lord knows. The Lord knows, and he is a God of forgiveness, and he wants to give the gift of forgiveness to each one who's listening
today. Lord, I just pray for broken hearts. I pray for heavy minds, God. I just pray right now, Father, because I don't know every situation, but you do. God, I just ask that you right now meet who is ever under the sound of my voice, that you will be with them right now. In that moment when things seem dark, in that moment when they're only seeing red, in that moment when they just want to get revenge, I plead the blood of Jesus over that situation. I ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to come into this room, to flow through these microphones, to be over the airways, God, to whoever is hearing these prayers right now, Father, that's just in a tough spot, that's in a bind right now, that does not know how the next whatever it is going to come, because they're holding on to something. And God, I just ask that you would show up right now. I ask that you will meet them right now. I ask that you will hold them right now. I ask that you will comfort them right now, Father. God, you are the one person who was perfect, and yet you died for us with our names on your lips. And Father, if you can forgive, so can we. And so I just pray right now, God, that you will allow the brokenness, the hurt, the pain, the agony, the defeat, whatever it is that we're dealing with, God, I just ask that you help us forgive. And it's in Jesus' name.
Father, we trust that you will do a mighty work with forgiveness, that you will bring freedom. Lord, this is an area where we need to trust you, even when it's hard. Do we need to trust that you know better than we do? Lord, that your way is higher than our way. And Father, I know it is impossible for us to be those who forgive until we've experienced forgiveness, until it's shown to us. And so if there's anyone listening today who is saying to themselves, I cannot forgive myself, I cannot get past this hurt, I pray that they would know your forgiveness, that you're the only one who has the power to forgive, and yet you offer that. You tell us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just. You will forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And I pray that each person listening would know that forgiveness, that they would agree with you in sin, about the sin that they've committed, that they would experience your grace and your forgiveness through Jesus Christ. They would turn from that. And Lord, I know that often that first turn is to turn and forgive others. Your word, Jesus tells a parable about people who have been forgiven by the king, and then one who then turns and tries to hold another accountable to their debt instead of forgiving as they've been forgiven, and how the king comes and says, what are you doing here? Now you're going to have to face the full punishment. Lord, we don't want to be a people who hold ourselves to a different standard than others, or vice versa. Lord, we admit that we are often hypocrites, but Lord, let us instead be imitators in this and imitate the forgiveness shown to us. Pour it out onto others. Let that freedom that comes from it come to us. Father, we trust you that you have enough forgiveness to not just give it to us, but that it can flow through us to others. Thank you, Father, that for the gift of forgiveness, for the idea of forgiveness, for the mode of forgiveness that you are in all the time. Let us join you in that. We love you, Lord, and we trust you. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us at the Prayer Now podcast to talk about forgiveness today. And we are reminded in Colossians 3, he says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any one of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." What a great little memorization. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Reminds us that we've been forgiven and that we now turn and forgive others. May that be true in your life today. And thank you for praying with us.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is a ministry of New Hope Christian Community Church in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the work of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.